Hey everyone, welcome back to Trend Hacker Future Stories Beyond Your Bubble. Get inspired, test your company strategy and ideas against this trend, or enjoy a 5-minute break with a coffee as we explore how trends are redefining our approach to emergency response. In today's spotlight, we're zooming in on the Autobahn in Frankfurt, Germany, in the futuristic setting of 2034, with Jens Weber leading a revolution in crisis management. Picture a high-stakes accident hazard material in play on a busy highway. Drones are the first responders led by Jens from the Drone Command Center. He manages a fleet of drones through intuitive gesture, controls evolved from their nascent stages to fully integrated systems in 2034, to using advanced AR goggles that overlay critical real-time data directly into his field of vision. Every action he takes is augmented by cutting edge technology. By 2034, Jens's drones will not only be equipped with advanced environmental sensors that provide instant hazard assessments, but also integrate sophisticated AI to analyze data on the fly, ensuring rapid and accurate response to emergencies. Privacy and data security have also evolved. Jens's drones, equipped with technologies that automatically anonymize personal data captured during operations, adhere to stringent privacy law. Integration with emergency services and air control has reached a new level, especially on Jens' test setup. Drones are first at the location, guiding further ground teams' actions in their next steps. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and join us on this exhilarating journey into the future of emergency management. Frankfurt, Germany, 2034. Jens Weber sits in the dimly lit drone command center, his fingers moving gently in the air, making the gesture controls seem like magic. His eyes, hidden behind AR goggles, track the agile movements of his drone above a simulated stretch of the Autobahn. The whir of rotors through speakers provides a rhythmic backdrop to his focused calm. Today's exercise is routine, a mere demonstration of technical prowess in a controlled and predictable environment. Yet, there is an undercurrent of anticipation, as if the air has the potential for more than just a simulation. Suddenly, a sharp beep cuts through the hum of operation. An alert flashes across Jens's main screen. A major accident reported on a nearby section of the Autobahn Frankfurter cruise, involving several vehicles and a suspected hazardous material spill. The simulation is instantly forgotten. Real life demands Jens's expertise and the sophisticated technology at his fingertip. Without hesitation, Jens initiates the crisis protocol, swiftly gaining approval from air control. His command fills the room, deploy incident hawks. At his command, a fleet of drones with high-definition cameras and environmental sensors soars from their perches. They cut through the sky with precision, racing towards the coordinates of the chaos unfolding miles away. On the way, the drones split up, two entering into auto mode, reinforcing the formation of the emergency corridor, Rettungsgasse, the emergency corridor crucial for rescue operations. Traditionally, this task is fraught with confusion and delay, as drivers struggle to respond correctly under stress. Today, Jens utilizes the drone's integrated loudspeakers and flashing lights to guide the vehicles, gently coaxing them into the correct positions to open a path for ambulances and fire trucks. At the site, the other drones already transmit the first visuals back to the center, and the severity of the accident becomes clear. Twisted metal and shattered glass litter the roadway, smoke billowing into the early evening sky. The traditional emergency services are en route, but Jens's drones are already there, eyes in the sky, gathering critical data as the hazardous material is transported at the involved truck and providing a visual assessment that will prove vital in the coming minute. Additionally, Jens sees the first sensor data from air control, green, no contamination in the air. That is already a good sign. The scene is set, the board is in play, and Jens Weber is at the heart of this technological orchestration, poised to manage a real crisis as it unfolds. The drones hover above the Autobahn, their cameras zooming in on the tangled wreckage. Below, the sound of sirens heralds the arrival of first responders. Coordinating from the command center, Jens directs the drones to provide a comprehensive view. Each feed on his screen paints a part of the grim tableau, vehicles crumpled like paper, a truck leaking ominous fluids, and frantic drivers and passengers caught in the immediate aftermath. However, the operation is not without its hurdles. Jens notices interference on his screen, the rescue helicopter. Immediate action is required to prevent a mid-air collision, and the drone enters into an emergency landing. Simultaneously, Jens faces scrutiny regarding privacy concerns. His screens show the faces of stalkers from the other side of the autobahn, where vehicles also stopped. He quickly decides to activate the privacy filters, blurring faces and license plates automatically. Throughout this chaos, Jens' expertise and calm command ensure that the drones not only capture the scene, but actively support the swifter decision-making of the on-the-ground response team. The accident scene gradually stabilizes. Firefighters carefully extricate the last of the trapped individuals from their vehicles, guided by the precise information relayed by Jens' drone. As the hazardous material is contained and the final ambulance departs, the drones continue to hover around the site, validating air contamination again. All seems to be clear. The drones begin to move slowly away, informing the vehicles lined up in the emergency corridor that the site will be opening very soon. This message is reinforced with clear visual signals from the drones, ensuring that all drivers know the status and can prepare to resume their journey soon. This effective use of technology not only speeds up the process of clearing the scene, but also maintains a safe and orderly environment for all involved. The tension eases back at the command center, but for Jens, the crucial part of his day is just beginning. With the collected data and visual evidence, he prepares for a meeting to expand this experiment to further states. This will be the moment to demonstrate the effectiveness of drone technology in real-world emergency scenarios. Jens stands before a room filled with skeptical faces. He begins presenting, his voice steady, his data irrefutable. The screens behind him display a sequence of visuals from the last accident out of the drone's perspectives, overlaid with charts and graphs quantifying the response, times, and outcomes from guiding vehicles to form the emergency corridor, checking for hazards in the environment, and protecting the ground team, as well as increasing transparency for the jammed traffic. He addresses the concerns head-on: the drone's non-interference with helicopter paths, the adherence to privacy laws with real-time data masking, and the successful management of the Rettungsgasse. Each point is backed by clear, tangible results, demonstrating how the drones not only enhance safety and efficiency, but also integrate seamlessly with existing emergency protocols without disrupting other services. His presentation is not just a showcase of technological capability, but a compelling argument for strategically integrating these systems in public safety operations. The room's initial skepticism shifts towards a cautious intrigue as he speaks. Jens discusses not only the successes, but also the challenges encountered, underscoring his commitment to continuous improvement. The meeting concludes with a robust discussion about the future of emergency management. There are questions, many of them pointed out, but Jens responds with the confidence of someone who has not only envisioned a new approach, but has also successfully implemented it under pressure. Later, standing alone on a bridge overlooking the now peaceful autobahn, Jens watches as his drones. The day's events mark a significant milestone in emergency response technology. As the sun sets, Jens reflects on the successes of today and the potential for the future. With the government's impending decision, this could be the beginning of a new standard in crisis management. His quiet confidence affirms that today was just the start.